Today, if you're visiting with us or haven't been for a little while, today is what we call Vision Sunday. So it's an opportunity to share what our leadership senses God has us to focus on and to enjoy in the remainder of this year. So, the thing I felt God saying during worship is, this is serious fun. This is serious fun that you're invited into. It's really important and serious, and he wants it to be fun. I love the thing that really attracted me to this church 13 years ago was its mission to see life and lives transformed through Jesus. And there's nothing more that I've enjoyed experiencing the transformation that Jesus brings to us and continues to bring to us. It's not just the salvation thing. It's a continuous life improvement experience that just goes on for a fair while, like never ending. And so that invitation to see for transforming life through Jesus is for everyone, all the time, in any situation. And out of that mission, 5 years ago, we set a vision which will continue through to 2026. And that is, what does it look like? What could we do to partner with God to see more of life and life transformed through Jesus? And we identified if we can be a family of wholehearted people, if we can be becoming unmistakably more and more like Jesus, and if we can be going out of our way to boldly demonstrate God's goodness every day wherever we are, more of life and lives will be transformed through Jesus. Amen? This morning, just want to cover really quickly, and I'm using slides, and there'll be a lot more information and verse on the slide that I won't necessarily read, but for your reference. Just want to talk about, how do we identify, discern what God's priorities are for us as a church? How do we go about that? What are the vision priorities that he wants us all to enjoy in what we do in our learning time on a Sundays? And connect groups. What are the vision priorities for our ministries? What are the things he wants to do across the board? And we want to finish with an invitation for you to overflow. You're invited to participate, to pray or to play. So, we really want to be about God's business. Amen. We really want to do his will. And the good thing is that we do get to know what God's will is. He wants us to know what his will is. He wants us to seek what his will is. And that's just an encouragement for you in your life, in whatever stage, every facet of life, what is God's will? Asking him, he will reveal things to you. He wants us to understand what God wants for us. And Ephesians 2:10, we are God's workmanship. He made us new people so we'd spend our lives doing the good things he's planned and prepared for us to do. And I love that Philippians 2. Yes, it is God who is working in you. He's working in us. He helps us to want to do what pleases him. And he gives us the power to do it. Amen. So seeking and discerning, how do we go about that? Well, firstly, we're really fortunate to have a church survey that we offered people to participate in recently. We'll be emailing that out to you in the next week, along with a summary of today's information. But we really looked at what's God's wanting to show us and say to us through that church survey, broadly as a church and with individual suggestions and feedback. So we certainly prayerfully considered the results from that. We also had a leaders weekend and over about a month period, I met up with all of our elders and our key leaders, which is about 20 people, and just to see where they sense God, what has God been doing, what season we're in, what does God want to do. So sharing that feedback amongst the leaders, looking back over that 2021 to 25 period and looking at what has God had us on in each of those facets of the vision. Spending quality time just prayerfully seeking God. What's a fresh word? What does he want for us in this year? And then out of that, kind of putting things together and then just prayerfully confirming and refining. So we just trust that this is God's will for us. Just a warning, One of the challenges of being team leader is that there are so many things that we could be doing, and we can't do everything all at once. And so I don't get to do everything that I want to see happening. I don't get to do everything that all the leaders want to see happening, and it's probably the same for you. So I just want to just acknowledge that it can be a little frustrating when we focus on some stuff but we don't get to cover everything. There's lots of good ideas and suggestions, and we want to keep them in mind and just kind of just allow God to continue to speak to us. But just trust that God's leading us to do what he desires in this season. Firstly, so what I want to do is talk about what we're going to focus on our Sundays and connect groups and midweek teaching for the three terms to come. Then I'll get Joe to come up and just talk about the vision priorities and the broader things that we'll be doing across our ministries through this year, all of which we hope will have the impact of seeing more of life and lives transformed through Jesus. So the three terms, term two, to be a family of wholehearted people. And last year we looked at enjoying God growing us as a family. This year is more on the wholehearted piece. We just really sense God wanting us to help us to learn to be more open-hearted to him. God isn't about behavior management. This isn't about you've got to do these rules. We've got to follow these rules. Everything happens from the inside out, and he wants to transform our heart to be more like his, to be in line with his, to be free from hurts. And so he wants us to be able to be open-hearted so that he can change our hearts to the way that he originally designed them to be. And so we want to do that through the teaching of the word, just allowing God's word to really shift our heart's posture. And this passage, encouragement in James 1, don't just listen to God's word, you must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, you walk away and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free and do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God's going to bless you from doing it. And so we want to teach you how to use God's word to continually change your heart, to be in the line with God's heart. And it's so true. Who has seen the way the word of God is alive? It's a real living thing. It's bizarre. Sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates. It cuts through. It shows us. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of our heart. It's beautiful. It's powerful. And it doesn't automatically happen. So we want to be open to God's word and also to the Spirit of God. I love those songs this morning. You know, it's the Spirit that tests our heart. And it's the Spirit who makes us more and more like Jesus. God wants us to be transformed, and he gives us his Spirit to bring increasing freedom. So in terms of the teaching, we're going to use the Sermon on the Mount. Three powerful chapters, Matthew 5 to 7. So it'll be just a few verses each Sunday and a few verses in each connect group, and just to allow us to see the upside down nature of Jesus's kingdom, his way of life. As Oswald Chambers says, the Sermon on the Mount is not a set of rules and regulations for people to follow. It's a picture of the life we will live when the Holy Spirit is having his unhindered way with us. Amen? Who wants that? So, and just as we talk about, you know, learning, it's just, you know, it's not so much teaching and sermons. We want you to learn so that you can help other people learn. So we don't want to just give you information and you to benefit from it. We want to equip you with the ability to help other people use God's word to be transformed themselves, to have their heart change themselves. It's our job to equip the saints for the work of ministry. Term three, we're going to be looking at becoming unmistakably like Jesus. And the thing that I really, am excited about is helping and clarifying and reminding us of the way that God wants us and wants every human on the planet to experience salvation, transformation, and increasing freedom. Amen? And understanding what's our part and what's God's part in that happening. And I feel, you know, I just want to remove the frustration, bring clarity about us not trying to do what only God can do and wants to do, and not making sure we do the things that God's not going to do for us. Spoiler, God does the hard stuff and the heavy stuff. And our stuff is, it's light, it's easy, it's fun, but it's intentional. And so to help us explore that, Paul's letter to the Romans is brilliant in defining, describing, explaining, and encouraging us to understand what's the part that we get to play in the life that's being transformed and what's the part that God plays. And so we're going to spend 8 weeks going through the 8 chapters of Romans, which will be a good challenge for our speakers. But the Paul's letter to the Romans, my favourite book of the Bible, but yeah, just some encouragements around that. I don't want to do any spoilers by picking out just a few of the verses, but just to whet your appetite, as John Calvin said, when anyone understands the letter of Romans, he has a passage open to him to the understanding of the whole scripture. And James Packer, not the media mogul, said, all roads in the Bible lead to Romans, and all views afforded by the Bible are seen most clearly from Romans. And when the message of Romans gets into a person's heart, there's no telling what might happen. And finally, Martin Luther himself, this epistle of Romans is really the chief part of the New Testament and is truly the purest gospel. It's worthy not only that every Christian should know it word for word by heart, but also that he or she should occupy themselves with it every day in the daily bread of the soul. We can never read it or ponder over it too much. For the more we deal with it, the more precious it becomes and the better it tastes. Anyway, look forward to Romans, term three. Term four, our third vision, aspect of our vision is to go out of our way to boldly demonstrate God's goodness every day wherever we are. And this one is, you know, certainly the one I'm most looking forward, because it's the one I'm most challenged by and really needing. And that is to live out the gospel. I just want to spend more of my life sharing and showing God's great news. We're called as a people to be salt and to be light, to influence and flavour and illuminate the people around us, to understand the things, the good news, the great news of the gospel. And as Jesus, you know, he was all about the good news of the gospel of the kingdom. I must preach the good news of the kingdom because that's why I was sent. And in Mark 1, the appointed period of time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is here. So repent, have a change of mind, which issues in regret for past sins and in change of conduct for the better, and believe, trust in, rely on, and adhere to the good news, the gospel. It's the best gift we can give someone. It's the best news that we can tell someone, but we need to understand it and experience it in order for it to overflow to others. Above all, we must live as citizens of heaven, conducting ourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Jesus. I know that you are standing together with one spirit and one purpose, fighting together for the faith, which is the good news. And we are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. And as a result, we can show others the goodness of God, for he's called us out of the darkness and into the wonderful light. Amen. And again, because there's a lot of information that we're going to share, just want to try and do that as quickly and easily as possible. The other really helpful thing is with the priorities information sheet, which we'll be talking through, is it can also be useful in your prayer times this week. If you can be praying into any or all of those priorities, we just trust God will be going ahead of us to make the ways. So in terms of, there's 5 things with each of the 3 vision areas, as you can see on that information sheet. So just quickly talking through what, just to clarify what they're about.
So the first point is to do with teaching. So we've covered the teaching for the 3 terms. So we're going to focus now on ministry, opportunities, activities and events. So the first one for term 2, and term where we're learning about being open-hearted, Create environments, physical spaces, and activities so all age groups can feel welcome, included, and enjoy Jesus in ways that are relevant for their stage of life. So when we're talking about environments, we're talking about culture, and we're talking about spiritual environments. When we're talking about spaces, we're talking about physical spaces and improvements to our property. And when we're talking about activities, we're talking about activities and events. And really the heart behind this is that for everyone, no matter what stage of life they are in, they can come to groups, events, activities, and particularly Sunday mornings, and enjoy Jesus in ways that are relevant for them. So this will be really focusing on how we can engage different people of different age groups on Sunday mornings.
The next one is just that, again, working on the heart. There are some deeper issues of the heart that do require prayer ministry or other ministries. And so we want to really encourage people to access heart ministry. For any area you're not experiencing freedom, there are some brilliant ministries. We have a lot of people who can testify to how powerful VMTC, Victorious Ministries Through Christ, is, and we'll be promoting that through the year. But we'll also be looking to promote other ministries that can just help, that are helpful. And we also want to look at developing some heart ministry tools that we can use within the context of our church, in our services and ministry. So we really want to continue to provide opportunities for our hearts to be totally free.
So the next one is intergenerational activities, including our Elam weekend, which is already booked in for the same weekend in November, and quarterly offsite events. So the Elam weekend, we had a fabulous time last year. And the heart behind this is really that as a family, as any family, we are intergenerational. We are people from all different age groups, all different backgrounds, and these are events that are off-site that give us the opportunity to go deeper and connect with each other.
And of any organisation on the planet, the church should be the one where all ages are welcome and that we have true intergenerational activities, but it just doesn't automatically happen. So we need to create opportunities and engineer the opportunity of actually connecting with the different generations represented. And we also want to continue to, we just anticipate that God's going to bring people into our church family, and we want to be able to connect and care with them well. And so just, looking to develop a welcome pack, something that's going to be useful, helpful, to give people clues and information that will be helpful to be able to fit in, and also to have a more intentional process of following up people who are new or reconnecting, just to overcome any barriers that might be there or any, just to make the process simple and effective. In terms of becoming unmistakably like Jesus, some of the things that we're going to be doing through, and these aren't kind of limited to term two, limited term three, these are the things that we'll be doing throughout this year.
And the things that are not necessarily better than others, but I am just going to say that I'm very excited about facilitating worship and prophetic events to encounter transformation with Jesus. So this will probably look like Sunday nights, but we'll keep you in the loop about more of that as we go. But the heart behind that is just recognizing that there are so many ways to worship our Father, and that true transformation can really only happen by the Spirit, with the Spirit.
Especially for those of you who say, can't we just do the teaching for 5 minutes and have an hour and a half of worship on a Sunday morning? We're just going to give you that extended periods of time.
I don't know anyone who says that.
We also want to continue. I think one of the graces of this church and the history is that we've cultivated a culture where people are encouraged and empowered to hear God's voice for themselves. We want to continue to encourage and allow that to happen. And a couple, we'll do that in a variety of ways, but a couple of significant ones to just kind of mark in your calendar. We'll give you some more details shortly. We're fortunate to have Jenny Sumpton with us again this morning, and she's organised an interchurch event in June for Abby, who a lot of us would have known over the last couple of years, and also a guy from the US, William Wood, who will be doing a really powerful equipping ministry weekend event at Mayfield in June. So suffice to say, not one to be missed, and it'll be a really powerful one for us as a community of believers to gather together with other churches to grow in the graces of hearing from God and doing what he's asking us to do and enjoying it. Also, a really effective encouragement, introduction or growth in hearing God's voice. Some friends of Donna are providing a ministry day, Hearing God's Whispers, in July. So we'll encourage you to give you more information closer to that date. But yeah, just want to help people increase their confidence in hearing the voice of God for themselves.
Number three is enable people to enjoy the transformation growth that God works through groups. So in the same way that we acknowledge that God transforms us through his Spirit, we also know that he's speaking through people with his Spirit to help transform us, and that he can transform us anytime, any place, anywhere. And one of those beautiful opportunities to do that is through groups, so smaller groups outside of Sunday gatherings like Connect Groups.
And we want to just be intentional around stewarding testimonies. It's so faith-building. It's so encouraging to know that God is alive and active and transforming. And so we want to do that like some focus Sundays. Doesn't mean that it's only on those Sundays that testimony is allowed. So we want to encourage testimonies throughout the year. We've got one coming up on the 12th of this month, so look forward to that. And to also be intentional around celebrating baptisms are such a powerful celebration and experience for believers to go deeper in their relationship with Jesus. So we just want to create those opportunities for those to happen on a regular basis. And in going out of our way to boldly demonstrate God's goodness, not just on Sundays, every day, wherever we are.
I really love the heart behind this term. It's that concept of not going necessarily geographically out of our way, but just showing up as who we are every day, wherever we are. And although one of the opportunities that we have for this term, term three and term four, is Alpha. So that's an opportunity for us to invite people to an environment that's non-threatening, that's very casual, and that allows people to explore faith, that allows people to explore life. And I'm not saying Alpha is the be-all, the end-all. It's definitely not the only tool that we use when showing and demonstrating and living out the gospel, but it is a tool. And it's a tool that we have found really helpful here in this house in the past, and we'd love to do so again this year, also with our youth as well as with adults.
And we also want to recognise there's a lot of ministries that we support outside of what you'll see and hear about on a Sunday. So we really want to take time during term four to focus each week on one of those external ministries that we do support, and the ones that we may start supporting during this year, but just to be able to connect with us, connect with the people involved, and to know what to be praying for, how we can be continuing to support them as a church. So we really want to enjoy that kingdom approach to ministries.
Yeah, it's really important that we acknowledge and that we celebrate and that we support the people in our communities. And we already have the incredible work of so many people in our communities who are just working away in the background. And so that term will be really an opportunity for us to bring them into the light a bit more and how we can continue to support them and to take that support and that celebration a bit deeper. In terms of also supporting our community, very excited that we are going to do a Christmas community event this year. I don't know what that looks like, but God does. So I will keep you posted about that, and I'll invite you to join me if you're interested in a discussion about that.
And the last one is our community service that God has given us for Overflow Care to create a first port of call for people needing help, a community information referral service. And so we really want to be effective in that. We are wanting to do that well, and we are aiming to start that early next year. It's something I was hoping that would happen this year, but again, just asking God what's his timing for things. And there are a couple other things, particularly that Joe and I are investing a fair bit of time into this year in terms of developing leadership development and ministry team development. That's a very high priority for us that's going on behind the scenes. And so we also want to be involved in overflow care and to play a part in connecting and helping people in our community. So we'll be preparing that so that we can not do something that's half-baked, but do something really well to start early next year. But we'll be spending time preparing for that throughout this year.
And in the meantime, our money mentoring services are continuing. So if ever you know or experience yourself anyone in financial distress or just needing help with their finances, needing a bit of information, let us know.
Or job help. Anyone who you know who's out of work, we love helping people get their ideal job. So we will be helpful to them.
Yeah, so Overflow Care is not shut down. It's just continuing as normal for the vision launch for next year.
These invitation to Overflow. Again, this is just purely what we don't want anyone to miss out. We're not looking to load you up with activities and teams and stuff to keep you busier than you need to be, but we don't want people to miss out on playing the part that God's calling you to play in our church community and in our wider community. So we just wanted to create the invitation. Maybe if you can just quickly go through that list to explain what the context
All right.
of that is.
So yeah, really the heart behind this is just to do what you feel like God is asking you to do. I'm not asking you to do anything. God may be asking. Well, he is. He's always asking us to do things. But that may not necessarily be restricted to the things on this card or exclusive to Overflow. But we're going to take a minute in a minute just to close our eyes and just ask God what he is inviting us to this year. So options are joining a Connect group. So Connect groups, there's options from Tuesdays to Thursdays, daytimes, nighttimes, online. Just offer a time of fellowship to go deeper connection over what's talked about on a Sunday morning. There's midweek teaching, which is if you can't make the times of Connect group, being able to do the teaching of the Connect group still at home and being able to invite maybe a friend or family to join you to do that. Baptism, public declaration of faith. Becoming a partner of Overflow, so that's recognizing that this is your church family and wanting in. Intercessory prayer, so we meet once a month and we'll be sending out some prayer things that you can either come to the meeting or you can join us still in praying for our church and our communities. Alpha team for adults in term three. Overflow Care community service team, so as we said, Overflow Care is still running. With the current services that it offers, such as money mentoring and job help. Special events, so that's things like Mother's Day is coming up, Father's Day is coming up, Christmas is coming up. I would love you to join me and help to plan some of the ways that we can help people to engage with church, engage with church family and engage with Jesus on some of the bigger celebratory occasions. Kids or youth, so that's our Destiny Kids program on a Sunday morning, as well as our kids program in the holidays, as well as our youth team that runs on Friday nights and potential options for Sunday morning engagement as well. Hospitality, the incredible team that make fellowship so enjoyable, not only on Sunday mornings, but also with many of our other events. Worship creative team, if you have a heart for worship, I don't mind what you play, what you draw, what you dance. We'd love to talk to you about that. Auditorium setup, pack down, that can be anything from chairs to morning tea, that can be kids area, that can be coffee court, any of the above. If you're interested, let us know. And anything else, we just acknowledge that God has given you unique gifts, unique skills, unique ideas, things that he's asking you to do. And it may not necessarily be something that's on our radar, and we would love to encourage you and support you. And if you're wanting to know a little bit about if this time that's coming up where we close our eyes and we're asking God what he would like us to do, if you're wanting a bit of help with that, if you're wanting a bit of clarity around how to do that, or even understanding, well, I have capacity or I have interest, but I'm not really sure where my strengths or where my skills lie, or if you need a bit of help with discerning about anything, let us know. And you're most welcome to also tick nothing for now. Thanks for asking.
Nothing for now is also so we can make sure we got your correct email address or your preferred email address. So if you can just put that on there and tick that box. Jesus will love you just as much. So, if I can invite the worship team up, and we'll finish. But yeah, just to, if you can just close your eyes, take a minute. Just want to invite you. What does God invite you to pray or to play? How can you be prayerful in helping to see His priorities be fulfilled? And how does God want you to lean in? And is there a part that He wants you to play in outworking His vision here at Overflow? Just thank you for the gift that you are to the kingdom, to this church community. We just bless you with a sense of freedom to choose and to listen to God above all, to know what He invites you into, what He's challenging you to grow in your relationship with Him throughout this year. And I just bless you if you can, whether it's formally through the prayer week, hour slots, just to be birthing these things in prayer. Just that the Spirit can go ahead and just make ways for us to be effective in the things that God's wanting us to partner with Him in.